Nico rested his front paws on the warm, rough rock and scented the air. His hackles rose, bristling at the trespasser. Wolf. He tilted his head and took another whiff to be sure. The fragrance of late summer's buttercups and honeysuckle floated atop the breeze, overpowered by the coppery ting of blood and the musky odor of wolf. Female. His ears pricked to attention. First day as pack scout, and he'd found something out of order near Los Lobos. Something wrong. His heart hammered when he breathed in the information carried on the air. Danger. The smells pulled at him, and he paced. Being a scout required him to trot the perimeter woods of Los Lobos and report anything out of place. He trained hard and had been so excited to be promoted. Scout was a lot of responsibility, and he couldn't screw it up. Not on his first day. He sniffed, trying to sort out the signals on the wind. Pain. Nico whimpered. The faint strains of the she-wolf's pain branched through his mind like a mosaic of frost on a cold windowpane. She suffered. He'd been chosen scout, in part, because he was young and agile. But G had singled him out above the others because of his empathic tendencies. He sensed feelings, and right then, with his nose to the west, he knew he had to save the hurt she-wolf. He sent up a short yip, followed by a high-pitched howl, then, as procedure required, repeated the signal. Any pack member with an earshot would be alerted to the potential trouble and notify the proper authorities. He'd scouted 1,000 yards into the woods before picking up on the scent, so other pack members were close enough to hear this call for help. Danger. Too close to Los Lobos. He barked the warning one last time, knowing the sound would carry well over the cacophony of insect song. A brief burst of wind swirled by, carrying dust and crumbled leaves and the promise of fall. He scanned the forest, listening and hoping to pick up a return call from someone in the pack. He wasn't supposed to go check out the injured wolf on his own. Protocol dictated he take someone with him to investigate. But if no one was near, and he didn't check the situation out, the ramifications could be devastating to the pack. Besides, the she-wolf smelled so good, as if she needed him and him alone. No harm in checking out the situation, then reporting his findings. He bolted toward the injured female, his emotions in all directions from the mixed signals she gave off. His alpha, Drew, would be proud of him if he handled the threat by himself. He ran. His paws brushed the ground and the wind hummed through his lungs, urging him faster. The setting sun slanted through the dry forest, and dust swirled like snow in the streaming sunbeams. Nico smiled a wolf smile, and his heart soared as he slalomed around tree after tree in the dense forest that had been home to wolves since the dawn of time. He panted, and his muscles burned with the delicious warmth of exertion. Being free, running at top speed through the woods, even toward danger, invigorated him. He slowed to sniff again, adjusted his course, and ran. His tail swung straight behind him when he leapt over fallen limbs and dashed into the head of the valley where the white spring ran cold and crackled through the rock-lined hills. Wet. The smells of fresh water, mud, and fish overwhelmed his nose. He stopped and scanned. Where was she? The scent still played through the air like a counterpoint to late summer's melody of wildflowers. Every cell in his body strained to hear her, smell her, feel her. His ears pricked at a slight moan from up ahead. There. He trotted toward the sound. G's voice played in his head on an endless loop. The pack helps each other. We do things together. Only Riker works alone. He pushed the words away. He dipped his head, his tongue lolling. He panted to cool himself. Fall temperatures would be a welcome change, and even running in the snowiest winter felt better than this summer heat. He scanned as he moved. Gi wasn't here, nor were Drew or Riker or anyone else. The duty to protect the pack fell to him then. I can handle this female. I am Wolf. Nika stilled and listened. Alive.